Okay, well, hello everybody, and welcome to the conference call for today, November 5th, 2014. On the list for today, I wanted to discuss some follow-up items from the TDC Connected meeting, including some of the marketing materials, the rewards card samples that people asked for. Terry Bogdan provided us all with some really cool marketing pieces that she's been mailing out her local area and the successes that she's had with it. She discussed those with many of you at the meeting in Las Vegas, but what I wanted to do was take those samples, turn them into PDF form, and send them out to you guys. You may notice a large email hits your inbox within the last 10 minutes or so. I did make PDF copies of all the stuff that we're going to discuss and emailed that out to you. If you don't get it, because it is kind of large, let me know, and I will break it down into kind of some smaller emails and get it out to you that way. In addition, I've got that mailer box that Tony put together and the pieces that are in there. One of the comments that he made and that actually a few franchise owners made was, it seems like there's too much stuff in there. He does have a lot of information in that mailer box that he sends out. But as he said at the conference call, and you guys would all be in agreement with his wife, Teresa, you know, in commenting that maybe he puts too much in there. And he said, you know what, I'd rather put too much than not enough. So there's a lot of information there, and I've got all of that. And so we can discuss those items. And then also, we're going to have an open forum. It sounded like Bo was already asking Alex some questions related to a jar that he uses and how he uses it. And that's at IKEA, so that everybody knows. IKEA is a furniture store. I think it's like a Swedish furniture store. They have them all across the country. I just Googled one real quick for Bo, who's in Fort Worth. And I guess I was wrong. It looks like it's just outside of Dallas, Bo, so that you know. Again, real quick instruction for you guys on the lines to jump in. You're going to want to hit *6 on your telephone. That'll open you up and put you on the floor to add what comments you have and help us out and help others out with some information that you can provide depending on what questions are posed. And then to kind of quiet, you know, your line down after you're done with your thoughts, just simply hit *6 again. So I think the only command you guys typically use or need to know is *6. Okay, well, we can jump into it first. I will say that we had some great comments from you guys regarding the convention in Las Vegas. Some said that it was one of the best ones ever. And I think that Tim went a long way in helping that. Tim Ropechan from Handpiece Headquarters. He's always a wealth of information. But one thing that I really wanted to talk to you guys about, because I've already had some comments, I think Tony D or might have made a comment to Bud. As you know, there's some of those Chinese hand pieces that are flooding the market a little bit. For the most part, they're repairable. And in discussion with Steve, it was one thing that we kind of disagreed with on what Tim was saying, and that is, don't fix it. Go in there and tell your doctor it's a class one medical device. It's not a class one medical device, and we're not going to fix it. He needs to buy new handpieces. Well, that's easy to say for Tim because half of their business is actually in new handpiece sales, so they're more than happy there at Shine to tell a doctor that and sell him a new $900 or $1,000 handpiece. We have been, and you guys have been, repairing some of that Chinese stuff for years. A lot of it just takes, you know, they're kind of Kevo copies, and a lot of times they just take a Kevo turbine that goes inside of them or some other turbine that you've discussed with Bud or John, and you guys have got repaired and back to your customer. So the fact that they spent $50 on the handpiece originally, but now the turbine's bad and you've got to charge them, you know, for an overhaul or maybe a new turbine, they're fine with that. They've got a shell. You can put a Class 1 approved turbine inside of it, and then you're fine, right? Because it's the turbines that we use and the turbines that Henry Schein Pro Repair uses, you know, don't change just because the shell isn't a, you know, a Kevo shell. So it was kind of a discussion I had with Bud and that we had with Steve. And, you know, kind of our theory on that was you know, if you can put a new turbine in it and charge the doctor accordingly and he's happy with that, then why go in there and tell him how he's supposed to run his business? I don't know that that's necessarily our role. So anyway, you guys might have some thoughts, and I'm more than happy to have you guys chime in on that if you'd like. But it was just something from a takeaway from the show that Steve wanted me to mention to you guys, and we've already had crop up a couple of times since the
show David.
A few weeks back. Yeah.
Real quick, with regard to that, since I just had to go through one of those Cavo Chinese not too long ago,
yep.
one of the issues I ran into is that the back cap was damaged.
Yep.
So I just wanted to know that there are no available back caps. If you need a new back cap, you actually have to buy a new handpiece and replace it with the hand cap or the back cap.
Yep, thank you, Don. Yeah, that's that Cavo 636 CP copy. Funny thing is, it doesn't even look like an actual Cavo 636 CP. But anyway, yeah, you're right. If the back cap is damaged, the dock's sunk, right? Because there isn't a back cap available that has the right thread pattern that fits in that, Don. So you're right. But on the others, Don, you were able to do like an overhaul or a turbine replacement. Is that correct?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, and so the doctor was happy to pay for an overhaul cost or a new turbine. Now, just out of curiosity, and I don't want to dwell too much on this, and we'll get to some other things, but did the doctor actually believe he had a real Cavo handpiece, or did he know it was a kind of a knockoff?
I think he was aware that he was buying pretty cheap.
Okay. Well, as long as he was willing to have it repaired and didn't want to really throw him in the trash, then you've still got a good customer as good as any other, right?
Yep.
Okay. And, you know, he likes buying cheap hand pieces, and so you can offer him some of the Dentex stuff down the road or maybe the MK Dent kind of copy hand pieces if he's interested in that, although the price point would be higher than what he paid for that Chinese stuff, obviously.
Right.
So.
Thanks.
Thank you, Don. Yeah, so on that, you're going to run into maybe some issues with back caps or, I don't know, if they needed some other internal water spray cover or something goofy like that. But as far as getting those turbines either overhauled or replaced, it seems to be something that you guys and Bud have been able to do. So I know that Bud and Steve's suggestion to me was that we mention that to you guys and let you know that you should probably still do that and not go in there and tell the guy he needs to throw all his non-Class 1 approved hand pieces away. It's not necessarily our role in what we do. Not to mention, you might tick the guy off. Who knows? So anyway, wanted to get that out of the way. Also wanted to let you guys know, I wanted to get feedback, too, on the TDC Connected website. I know we made some improvements to it. We introduced that at the show with the additional schematics, the Midwest stuff that's now been released, and the OEM schematics and parts availability there, and then also the video. So first we'll start with the handouts. There were three handouts that Terry Bogdan introduced to us. You guys should all have that in your inboxes. I know some of you guys are out in the field, maybe in a parking lot, or you're driving and listening and participating in this conference call. But if you are at home and you are in front of your computer, I followed up our announcement today about the TDC Connected call with an email of PDF files of all this stuff. So the three that you guys will remember from the show and maybe looking at right now on your computer from Terry Bogdan were, one, it was kind of a very basic handpiece repair price postcard that Terry Bogdan sends out, and at the bottom of it, it's on a nice piece of paper, but it's kind of a yellowish, old, almost like a faded, kind of cool, faded, retro color postcard, and just simply black ink. It says the Dentist Choice Handpiece Repair, your local handpiece repair. And it has just a small price breakdown, some high speed, slow speed, ultrasonic scaler, and then a little blurb on electric handpiece repair. She talks about her pickup and delivery, and then simply has at the bottom a 10% off coupon. She does put an expiration date on it, and I know that any mailer that you guys get, there needs to be some sort of call to action or expiration date. You don't want to set it like 2 weeks from now, but you might want to set it 2 months from now so they've got 2 months to utilize the thing. Now, you and I and everybody else probably knows you're going to honor it, even if it's after that two-month period. You just want their business. But it's kind of a call to action. If they've got this postcard and they look down and, you know, it's expiring at the end of this month, that might prompt them to go ahead and give you a call and give you the three hand pieces they've got instead of maybe trying to save up a few more. So, Terry, I remember Terry announcing to us at the meeting, or at least telling me privately, that this postcard, which is the most basic one out of the three I'm going to discuss, was the one that got her the most success. So when you get to your computers, if you're not in front of them now, when you get home later today and you open up your email, please look at the postcards that I'm talking about with Terry. It's a yellow and it's a color PDF file, so you won't have any problem recognizing it. It's a real basic postcard, and Terry said she had the most success with that one. Now, she does have two more. She has one very nice color postcard that offers 15% off, good for, in this case, she gave us kind of an older sample, but it was the 2013 Utah Dental Show. So she goes to these dental shows, or she sends these out prior to the dental show, so it prompts these docs to use this in conjunction with the fact that they know they're going to the dental show. Everybody always gets deals when you go to these dental shows. Some doctors even wait and wait and wait. I know when we did some dental shows here in Southern California, I think we did 3 and 4 years. And in those three shows, I saw the same doctors 3 times out of 3, but we never heard from them, you know, just during the regular months. So it's like these guys saved up all their darn hand pieces and then brought them to the dental show because we were offering discounted hand piece repair and some other folks that were there. I think there was actually a Hayes guy was there offering a show special. So they were taking advantage of that, which is fine as long as you can back it up and maybe get them as a customer too. We didn't do the follow-up probably that you guys do to really wrangle that customer in, but this was a great idea by Terry. She knows everybody's kind of getting set and getting ready for the dental show. And what these doctors do, guys, if they know they're going to the dental convention, they tell their girls to look for dental show coupons because they want to take advantage of the specials that they're going to be offered when they go to these dental shows. So for like the month prior to a dental convention, as opposed to throwing your postcards away, which we all know unfortunately happens a lot of times because they're just trying to filter through the mail at these dental offices, they start looking for stuff like this. So they're kind of heated. They're waiting for it. So if you're ever going to do a mailer of some kind of a coupon and you want to take the most advantage of it possible, shoot that out to the doctor a month before the dental convention and somehow on that mailer, on that flyer, print that this is the dental show coupon good today through, you know, whatever the date of the dental show is. So that was one thing that Terry brought to us and brought to our attention. I also scanned that in PDF form and sent that in that email to you guys. So look for that. And then the third marketing piece that Terry Bogdan presented to us was, if you guys remember, that handpiece loyalty program card. Now, this is a big subject. Everybody's kind of getting on board with this loyalty program that Alex introduced to us last year with that loyalty rewards card. Terry Bogdan loved the idea, but she's a creative gal, way more creative than I am, that's for sure. And she created this beautiful handpiece loyalty program card, and if you guys remember, it was called the Lucky 7 handpiece loyalty program. Every 7th handpiece repair is free. Now, that's up to you guys to figure out when you want to give out that free repair. I think Alex does it on the 11th one. Tony D might do it on the 10th repair. I can't remember exactly how that went, but it's about the 10th or 11th repair that guys are giving away that free repair. She does it on the 7th repair. So she's got this really, really beautiful royalty program card called the Lucky 7. And for those of you guys who don't remember that card that she was walking around with, please, again, check your emails later. I did a color PDF of it, and it's just a beautiful, you know, 5.5 by 8.5 card. And I have a feeling it really kind of attracts the attention of the gals in the office, and they do probably take a closer look at it and maybe present it to the doctor or whoever's in charge of the handpiece repair. So that was from Terry Bogdan. So those three are in and from Terry. And then one of the requests, you guys, that I got from almost everybody that was at the convention, and I apologize to you, to the folks out there that did not attend the convention this year. Basically, this is kind of a recap of some questions that I received while we were at the convention. Guys were like, hey, make a copy of that and send it to me. I want to see that. As Tony was maybe presenting it or kind of showing it to everybody, you know, he didn't make 30-plus copies of the thing. He just made one. So here I am making a copy of it here and sending it out to you guys so that you all have it in PDF form. Now, obviously, it's got his business reply label on it, his information, but it's the blueprint that you guys can use for your own mailer or business reply stuff. For those of you who also didn't know, they got rid of that stupid MRL system. They put it on a permanent hold at this point, the post office did. So the business reply mail labels that you guys have all used, you can continue to use those. I believe October is the month that we renew that permit for the business reply mail labels, guys. So if you haven't received that information yet from Nona, you guys probably have. I'm probably behind the times on this. But if you haven't received the invoice and the information on the business reply label that you need, it should be coming soon if you haven't got it already. But the one I'm talking about now, it's a one-sheet page that Tony emails or faxes to his customers, and it includes, it's just one page, and it has this business reply label on there. Obviously, they would have to use some sort of tape or whatever to affix it to the box, because they would just be printing this on their printer, probably not a sticker paper printer, but just probably a regular paper printer, so they would have to cut it out and put it on the package. And then it also has a work order form, which allows them, I think, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, it allows them to actually put 6 hand pieces in the box with this form. It's a one-page, it's just a one-page printout that the doc can print out. He can email out, the doc can just print it out, or one of the girls in the office. So a lot of you guys asked me for that from Tony D, so that's in there. And you guys can just simply download that or contact me, and we can get you in touch on how to personalize it with your guys' information. The third thing I wanted to do a quick summary on was Tony's box. It was that kind of the simple brown little mailer box. He said he got them dirt cheap, and I don't think I wrote down where he got them for how much, but I know he said he got them very, very cheaply, so we can contact Tony on that. If he's not on the conference call with us today, I can get that information from him and do a follow-up email on that. Now, in his box that you guys all loved, on the inside of it, there's kind of a little thank you sticker affixed as soon as you open it with his information. And then inside, he's got a really cool flyer, which is the most common reason for handpiece failure. I don't know necessarily that the girls would read this, but being a techie, as we all kind of are, I love it. You know, failing to properly lubricate the handpiece, running handpieces beyond the recommended air pressure, using the handpiece before it is completely cooled, not having enough handpieces, et cetera, the same lines that you guys know and you try and promote to your docs and things to avoid. So he's got that in there along with his price flyer. And what I really wanted to recommend is he returns that customer loyalty rewards, guys. He's the one who had the card, and he went to the what did we call it? The art supply, I'm just going to call it that, the art supply store, and he got the punch that had the little star. It was like a star hole punch, not your standard, just a circular round hole punch. And as I look at it now, Alex is the one that does, you do 10 hand pieces, your 11th is free. I'm looking at Tony's card now, his customer loyalty rewards program. You do 9 hand pieces and you get the 10th one free. So he actually returns that card to the doctor with the 2 holes punched out of it. Now, sometimes they don't return it in the box to him, but he's got record of it, so he'll grab another loyalty rewards card, put three in it, send it back to the doctor. So they're always going to get an up-to-date customer loyalty rewards card from Tony, whether they include the card or not. Now, Tony's got good records, so it's not like they're going to end up sending him three loyalty rewards cards and they all have three holes punched out of it and get a free repair. No, he knows how many he's got. He keeps good records. So they can't do that. I think that was one of the questions somebody had for Tony when he let us know that he'll actually put a new updated customer loyalty rewards card in the box for the customer. So take a look at that. That's in the picture too. But it's just a smart idea by him because it's the first thing you see when you open his box, and it just hits him right in the face, customer loyalty rewards card. And when they start getting 5, 6, 7 deep on the hand pieces, their mouth probably starts watering a little bit, even if it's, you know, just a girl in the front that, I mean, what does she care, I guess, at the end of the day, whether the doctor gets a free repair or not? But you just like rewards. So she's going to bring that to the doctor's attention, according to Tony, and it's just been a real successful thing for him. And once again, as always, got to thank Alex for really introducing and promoting that to us, as I know there's got to be at least a couple dozen guys and girls out there using the loyalty rewards program right now. And then finally in that box, there was a business reply label and instructions on how to properly ship the stuff. So that concludes kind of the handouts that guys wanted to see a copy of. If there's something I forgot, please don't forget, you know, don't hesitate to mention it to me. I either maybe have the answer and just forgot to present it to you guys today, or it's an answer I still need to get for you guys, and I'll follow up on that. The last thing I think I emailed out to you was just a sample of Harvey Fox's loyalty rewards card. It's essentially the same as Alex's, only Harvey did it in more of a postcard form, like a 4x6 postcard, something he can both mail out to his customers or potential customers and use it as a marketing piece, or something that he can simply put in the package with the doctor's returned hand pieces. So it's kind of a dual use take on the customer loyalty reward card. So we've got three different samples of that loyalty reward card. In fact, I apologize, four. Alex has one. Harvey Fox presented us one that's more of a postcard a format, which is pretty cool. The really nice Lucky 7 beautiful postcard that Terry put together that just looks really nice, and then also the one that Tony presented. So all the same message, just four kind of different ways to present it, guys. So, yeah, I mean, definitely get on board with that, and whether you want to give away a repair at 7 or 10 or 11 or whatever it is, guys and girls are just having a lot of success with it, and they're mentioning to me that they have a lot of success with it. Once again, guys, just real quick, so you know the code to get in and take the floor, *6. We'll open the lines so you can all pose a question and comment. So *6 will open up the line, and then when you're done with, you know, whatever you have to say or add, just simply hit *6 again, and you can mute your line. So that was it for the presentation and the stuff that you guys have waiting for you on your inbox, on your email when you get home. And then I kind of wanted to open the floor to some suggestions and recommendations either on anything I just discussed or the TDC Connected website. When we first introduced the TDC Connected website, not this year, but back in 2012 at the convention, we had some really great suggestions right off the bat. You know, change this, Dave, change that, let's, you know, and some ways to improve it. We did that per your suggestions, and I think it really made the website flow a little bit better. So we're happy to do that again now that we've introduced all of the repair video and additional schematics pages and stuff like that. Once again, I really encourage you guys to go on there, play around with it. If you have any suggestions, please, 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 you know, let me know what those are, and we'll improve the site accordingly. Once again, this meeting will be is being recorded and will be on the TDC Connected website later today. We streamlined, as you guys might remember me introducing during the meeting, we streamlined the meeting recordings page so that we don't have all 30-plus meetings recorded on one page, and you have to sit there and wait 15 minutes for yours, you know, for all the ones in front of yours to download before you can play yours. You can simply just go to 2012. There's, you know, 10 there. You can go to 2013, listen to those 10 or 11, and then go to 2014, a separate page, and listen to those. So trying to make it more user-friendly for you guys and more as informative as possible. So I guess that's all I have. I rambled on there pretty good for the last 20-plus minutes, and I'm happy to open the floor to you guys and get any discussion going that you guys would like to do. So just hit star 6, and any comments or questions are welcome.
Hey, David, this is Ryan.
Yeah, what do you have?
I wanted to follow up with you. And remember we were talking on the TDC's Connected Websites videos that there was an option to add annotations to the video.
Yeah.
If you wanted to give little visual cue notes,
yep,
and stuff
we
like
were.
That. I looked into it. It's part of the editing page. If you go into the account that you use to upload those videos, one of the options that will be under each of the videos will be to add annotations. You just click on that, and it'll give you the options for what you can do. You can set the time for them to start, pop when they pop up, and stop when they pop up, and you can kind of make them as big as you want and have a little arrow pointing to wherever you're talking about and all that. But it's actually fairly easy to do. It's pretty straightforward, the options that they give you.
Oh, awesome. I appreciate you looking that up for us. We kind of just pointed you out and elected you. We didn't really let you volunteer. We kind of elected you to that. So, awesome. Thanks for doing that. So what I'll do, Ryan, is I'll get on there and I'll try and attempt to do that to one. And if it works, I'll just do it to all of them. And if it doesn't work, I'll maybe give you a call privately and see what I'm doing wrong.
Right.
Okay,
yeah,
awesome.
That sounds good. I was wondering also, what do you use to put the recordings online, the audio recordings of like this conference and everything?
Well, this conference is actually being hosted by a company called FreeConferenceCall.com. And
okay.
What they do at the end of this conference call is they email me and send me an MP3 or 4 file of
right.
this recording, and then I simply can download that to that TDC Connected, our TDC Connected website. And so that's why it's pretty quick. I mean, by the end of the day today, I'll have gone on there and downloaded it for those folks that couldn't attend the meeting.
Okay.
So it's pretty user-friendly, pretty easy, pretty foolproof. So it's a cool little system that they provide us.
All right. Well, thanks.
Yep. You bet. And thanks a lot for that information on the videos. That was something we discussed when I was introducing the videos to you guys, that I'd love to be able to put, you know, a text on the actual video while you're watching the video. You could see that, oh, you need to use tool 00038 on this part,
right.
et cetera. So that's going to be cool. I'm going to enjoy doing that because I wanted to do that on the videos originally. I just didn't know how. So I'll be doing that over the next couple of days and getting those videos updated for you guys.
All right.
Thanks a lot. Anybody else? Yep. What's that, Ryan? Yep.
Hey, David.
Yes.
Quick question, a follow-up from the convention.
Yep.
This is Don in Minneapolis.
Yep.
I had inquired about the possibility of putting out some kind of a directory for owners to be able to get in touch with each other, you know, having like phone and email addresses and stuff like that. Any additional thoughts on that?
Yeah, the easiest way for me to do that is to just simply post it to the TDC Connected site on that resources page. That's the page where it has like, I don't know, updated price list, the Shine catalog, the maintenance CDs. So look on that page, because that's where I think I discussed it with somebody at the show about putting it there. That just makes the most sense to me. So, yeah, look for it on the PDC Connected website on the resources page, Don, and I'll get it posted to that.
And what about the idea of another page where if we have, like, questions or inquiries or if we're looking for something, we can post something on the website and others can go in and take a look and see, you know, if I've got this to offer or I'm looking for this for a customer or if I have a question about, you know, the way I'm doing something, does anybody have any input? Kind of like a blog, but for us something.
Yeah, I would call that, what they call that is a forum. And I've looked into a couple times trying to create a forum and have it link to our TDC Connected page. The only other forum we had, we introduced, I don't know, probably 4 years ago, not 2 years ago at the convention, and nobody used it. I mean, literally nobody used it. I would go on there almost daily. Then we tried kind of getting a forum together on LinkedIn, which was kind of cool. It was a Bailey Tucker put it together for us, and we had a few people using it. But I would call that a forum, and the only way I think it might work to our advantage would be to somehow link it to the TDC Connected page, Don.
Okay.
But I got to tell you, I apologize. I'm not an expert on that, and a couple times I looked it up, I wasn't able to make sense of it all and figure out how I could do that. But
Okay. It's
a great suggestion, and it's something we're definitely looking into. And I'll look into more. I've looked into it in the past. Maybe they've made it more user-friendly. The couple forums that I tried to download and get to work, it's like you had to be a computer programmer and know coding and all that kind of stuff, which I just flat don't know.
Right.
And so, yep, so that's a good suggestion. We have looked into it, and I will research that again and see if it's something we can integrate into the TDC Connected website as well, Don.
Okay.
And
then
David?
What's
that, Jay? Is that you, Jay? No. Okay. Whoever wants to talk first, go ahead.
David, I did have one last inquiry that's going out to the other owners. If anybody has had the opportunity and success of setting up an account with the system of award management through the government to be able to work with, like, VAs and other government entities, I would like the opportunity to speak with that person because, as far as I know, I have everything that I need set up, and I've been in contact with my local VA, and they're telling me that they're still not seeing me show up on their side of whatever they need to look into to see if I'm a vendor that they can use. So I need to find out if there's something I'm missing, a part that I'm missing to finally get in their directory as a company that they can use.
That's a great question.
This is Richard. You have to go to the SAM.gov website, and if you haven't done so, that's where you register.
The which .gov?
It's SAM, S-A-M .gov.
Oh, yeah, I'm already set up.
Okay, if you got it there, you should automatically be registered then. And also, I think you need a DUNS registration number also that they require. So you just go to the DUNS website,
N-D-U-N-S. Yep, I've got that set up.
Yeah, and then you should just automatically get a reply from the government saying that you're all registered.
Okay. If you're familiar with it and you are working with it, can we possibly hook up at a later time and
sure.
Go over it on the phone?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, because I'm already working with the VA. I already got a VA contract down here at the Tucson VA hospital, and I had to go online to bid on the contract. And that's what they required. And I did it, what they said, and it was just the SAM.gov website that has everything.
Okay. David, if you could facilitate and forward my phone number on, I don't know who I'm speaking with. I apologize.
Oh, yeah, that's Richard Razzo. He's down in Arizona.
Arizona.
Yeah, if David would be willing to forward my contact information to you, and then we can try and hook up.
Yep, okay. I just wrote that down, and I may be able to just do that right now while we're all chatting. Okay, great.
I appreciate it. I'm done.
David?
Yeah.
Hey, this is Raven. One thought on that forum idea, and I don't know if anyone's looked into it. I'm not real Facebook savvy, but I do have a Facebook account. I know you can do a closed group on Facebook, and I imagine a lot of people probably already use Facebook more in their personal lives, but you can do corporate pages. If we had a Facebook only strikes me as a good place for a forum, because if your phone is like my phone, it pops up alerts all the time that tell you people have posted in this group, or you have X number of notifications of things that are out there, and it would come up as part of your feed that you're already scrolling through. So it wouldn't have to be a separate site that you go to log in to specifically check if anybody has put anything out there in the forum that you need to see if you can answer or find out help with. So I don't know if there's a way to do a Facebook page for the Dentist Choice and have a closed group for discussion. I know that some of the other groups I'm a part of do that.
I did. I created a Dentist Choice Facebook page back in 2010, and then honestly, I haven't done anything with it since, really, but it does exist there. So I can actually log on to that and see what you're talking about getting a closed group going, and then I guess just friend people.
Right, because people just go in and like the page, and then it would show up in their feed.
Yeah, I don't want to be able to do that, right? Because you don't want just anybody to be able to like it, and now all of a sudden they're in there getting our information. So,
right. There's another way to do it where you have to send a message to the admin of the page, and they have to add you to the group.
Okay, that's a better way to do it. So, absolutely, I'll look into that, Raven. For sure. That might be a good way to go, depending on if everybody uses Facebook or not. I have a feeling most people do. Thank you, Raven. Anyone else? Open forum. You guys, anything at all you want to discuss? Doesn't have to be related to the meeting, guys, or anything that's been previously discussed. Just kind of an open forum for you guys. All right. Well, I appreciate you guys meeting with us on this weird day. I know everyone in the past has been the last Wednesday of every month, and my own personal trip to Boston got in the way of that, which I thoroughly enjoyed, and I appreciate you guys meeting with us today instead. So I want to thank you all again for that. And again, please give me feedback on the TDC Connected site, the videos, if they're working for you, if they're not working for you. Ryan's suggestion was great about adding those annotations, so I'm going to go in and do that at least one of the videos today. I'm going to find some time and just make sure I can kind of do it. And then I'll follow up with you, Don, in regards to the VA information you'd like from Richard. And please, guys, let me know if that email I sent out is for whatever reason too big and you're not able to open it or open the files. I'll break it down into two or three smaller emails so that you guys can get those samples that everybody at the show kind of asked me for. So once again, thank you everybody for your participation, Ryan and Alex and Don and Raven and anyone who I missed. And have a great day, everyone. Talk to you all soon. Bye-bye.